Hello, hello, hello. Hey, I am at Chapel of the Holy Cross in Sedona, Arizona. If you're not familiar with this place, it is a church on a hill in the Red Rocks. Very small chapel. It has a humongous symbol of Jesus on the cross. There's a special place where you can stand, look up, and he'll be looking dead at you. If you are not religious, then, you know, that's all good. It's a very nice place. We got through climbing up a hill just to get up here and sat down, and I felt at peace, calm. You know, I'm in a gift shop right now. We were going to take a walk on the trail and hopefully check out a vortex. We're going to get some more information about that. But while I'm in this gift shop, and I'm going to be moving as I'm talking, I wanted to introduce you to something different. This is a religious site. So you got the combination of a vortex and a religious site. And you got something that is highly spiritual to a lot of people. So I don't know if we're going to be walking on the trail, but for now, I'm walking through the gift shop, and to be expected, I love that. My wife is showing me a postcard. Madonna and Child Rock? I didn't know that. Oh, okay. That's something that we'll ask about. See, again, on this trip, I'm learning all sorts of things. Since we've been here, we've been checking out different rock formations. And we're learning literally every day about different things, different meanings behind different rock formations. And we just learned about one. My mom would love this. She's at home right now and has MS. She's doing a pretty good job, but religion is really a big part of her life. Not as much for me anymore. Not to say that I am not religious and that I don't believe, because I was an altar boy from... The calming that I'm feeling, my wife is bringing it to my attention, could be the vortex, that calming. What I was saying is that I went to private school from fourth grade all the way through high school, and studied the Bible. I would go to church every week, and it's helped me a lot be the person that I am. But, you know, after a while, growing up, and let me speak for me, growing up, I've lived life, and I see how my faith mixes in with the secular or common life. I make the best of it. I don't get heavily into the praying every day and going to church every week. But religion is a part of my life, but not as heavy as it used to be, as it was pushed. Ugh, that sounds so bad. I'll finish that thought. As it was pushed on me. Growing up, it was good to have something to look up to, someone, stories that you can think of and reflect on that could help you live the life that you was hoping to live. And now, even though I don't go to church, you know, all the time, I do appreciate and respect all religions, not just Catholicism, which this is Catholic, but I do appreciate life, and there is a semblance of God in the different things around us. And if it's not God, if it's spirituality, however you look at it, there is something that resonates inside of us that connect with the world around us on different levels. It's important for us to embrace that, whatever it is. And for a lot of us, it takes a lifetime to figure it out. But without taking the steps to figure it out, we're walking around aimlessly, blindly. So as I'm in this gift shop, and I'm looking at all the imagery, the symbols, I do feel a calm. I still feel calm. This is very strange. I don't feel as anxious. Is that because of the vortex? Is it because of I'm in the presence of God? I don't know. But I'm calling it for what it is, and I am calmer than what I was before I left the car to get to this chapel. I don't know if we're going to be able to do the trail. We're going to see. But another podcast live from a vortex site. In addition, this vortex site is a chapel. So a chapel on a hill in the Red Rocks in Sedona, Arizona. This is something. And I'll get back to you. I'll let you know if we take the walk or where the vortex is. But for now, I want to respect the environment a little bit more. Doing it in this gift shop, I think it's appropriate. And this podcast is going to be short. I might pick it up again and start again as I get more information. My wife is going on a helicopter ride, so we have to manage our time with possibly going on a walk on the trail. So whatever it is, we'll figure it out. Just wanted to share this with you. If this is a vortex, this is calming. I feel good. I feel different. I accept that. All right. Talk to you. Bye. I am sitting in a chapel right now. And I asked where the vortex was. And they said that if I stand on the footsteps that is left of the chapel, close to the front, that it's a concentrated vortex point. And when you stand on the footprints and you look up at the statue, that he'll look at you in the eye. This goes beyond just Catholicism, like I said before. I feel so peaceful. My wife is in a peaceful place. I mean, my wife stood on the footsteps and looked at the statue. And emotions just filled. I had to stand on it one more time. And I had so many emotions that stirred. With all the things that we've been through, COVID, fires, storms, to be in a place where you can feel a peace. I haven't practiced in a long time, and to feel like this, it took me back when I was in elementary, junior high, high school. And I haven't felt this way for a while. So to be able to be inside of this chapel and share this with you, it's unique. I mean, we're in a place where we can just let go. We have a family member that is having a cancer scare. And I can't help but to think about her and what she's going through. My mom. I don't know, I'm just flowing right now. I talk about my mental health, and I feel so differently right now. You would think that I'd be making this up, but no. I feel calm is the word. And I'm thinking freer. This is a very strange feeling. No, I'm not just saying this because I'm doing a podcast and I'm trying to create effect and awe. It's not about that at all. It's about legitimately embracing the moment, the feelings that is resonating while I'm at this site. And being here with my wife is truly a blessing in itself.
never good. I kind of heard you in there. It was very nice. It was very deep and spiritual when you were saying all that. I didn't mean to, like, disrupt you, because but I was, like, I was appreciating just listening. It makes me want to cry.
I spoke from
your
the
heart.
Truth, my heart.
Yeah.
I just say briefly, and I don't know if you heard this, I haven't been in a church in a long time. I was an altar boy, went to school from fourth grade on through high school. And, you know, before this, it's just like, okay, life, and, you know, my life is integrated. But
and now just opened it and woke you up like a new beginning for you. And everything, huh?
Can I hug you?
Yeah, I love that. Thank you. Thank you. Lord. At least you have a mouth like this. Exactly. Here. Any others that need to hear from you?
Amen.
Thank you.
What's your name?
My name is Flash.
Oh, okay.
It's different.
Angela Flash.
Angela. Nice to meet you.
Drop the A, and it's Angel.
Perfect.
I thought you could remember. I'll remember you, too.
Oh, man.
And we'll just keep praying for each other.
Amen to that.
Well, God bless.
All right, God bless you.
I'm from Pennsylvania, and I came in.
Oh, really?
And my sister-in-law's from Phoenix, so we drove up, and, you know, and it's the first place I wanted to go, so I could get my good start.
Well, this is an excellent start.
But it was perfect. Your voice, everything was, like, nice to hear.
Thank you so much.
And that's
much.
Why I kept getting closer. I needed some of that.
I didn't see you. You did good.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a nice one, Angela.